97.7 FM, the sound of today, Southeast. It is 6 past 2 here in the studios, and hopefully you are having a great day. Well, a quick look at today's weather. It's meant to be a late shower or two and 29 degrees, but it's pretty sunny outside, and a few showers for Saturday with 18 degrees. And now we have to kick it off for the business show, so let's get into our opening theme and hear a bit of money.
It's Friday afternoon, it's a beautiful sunny day. It's David Wilkinson here with the Casey Business Show. Fantastic weather outside, Jamie.
Certainly is.
Yeah, it's too nice to be indoors.
Exactly, should be at the beach.
We should be at the beach, it's beautiful out there. And it was 30 degrees in my car, in terms of the thermometer. You said 29, but I know there's a lot of difference between your car thermometer and the real world out there.
That's true.
Absolutely. Look, we've got a cracking show today again, and we had a fantastic show last weekend, and we're going to top that, I reckon, last Friday. I'm going to top that this Friday. We've got with us today Ray Keith from a company called Successful Endeavours, and indeed they are very successful, because Ray is the Managing Director of Successful Endeavours, who are currently our Casey Business of the Year. So they won the Casey Business of the Year at the Local Business Awards. Thank you for the applause there in the background. So welcome, Ray, to the show.
Thank you very much.
So looking forward to having a chat with Ray about his business and what he does. Basically, an electronics and software company, and you can talk about some of the things you actually do as part of your core business. And I think we'd really like to know what it's meant to you in terms of winning the award, the auspicious inaugural winner of the KC Business of the Year. So be really good to talk to Ray in a few moments. We've also got with us Michelle Anderson from VECI. Should I tell them what VECI stands for now, or should I leave that to you? I'll say what it means. Okay, if you don't know this already, but VECI is the Victorian Employers Chamber of Commerce and Industry. You remember that, Jamie? Okay?
Yes, the Victorian there? Employers Chamber and Commerce Industry.
Chamber of Commerce and Industry, yeah. So looking forward to having a chat with Michelle in terms of, I suppose, City of Casey's interest in becoming a member of VECI, the kind of things that VECI does in terms of in assisting business, and really sort of opportunities that we're currently exploring with VECI, which may well help some of the businesses that are hopefully listening to the show this afternoon. And third, and I don't want to say by no means least, the usual sidekick on the show,
Living
Tom Zolt.
Comedy relief status.
Yeah, Tom is here again. We're going to try and squeeze him in as we did last week, right at the end of the show, and hopefully there'll be no time for him, because you know what he's like when he starts talking. But no, Tom's going to try and talk about actually related to something we're going to be working with VECI with.
Yep.
And also another program that we've got with regard to helping businesses, I suppose, transfer into more sustainable business practices in terms of how they run their particular businesses. And hopefully by doing that, saving themselves some money in the process. And that's always a good thing from a business perspective in terms of cutting costs. So I'm not going to bother in terms of going through a long list of announcements like I normally do. Just to say it's a lovely day out there, and we hope that you're still listening to us, even though it is a gorgeous day out there. So we're going to go straight to having a chat with Ray Keith, as I said before, he's the Managing Director of Successful Endeavours. So, Ray, electronic software company, do you want to just sort of elaborate a bit more in terms of what your company does and, for example, who some of your major clients may be?
I'd love to do that. I can't tell you a lot about clients because most of them insist we don't say who they are because they don't really want people to know they didn't do it themselves.
Okay, all listeners promise you won't tell anybody if you hear any information.
But we can tell you about a few of them. But let's start with what we do. Basically, anything that's got a battery in it, or a power cord that goes into it and is anything more than turning a light on and off, it's generally got some electronics in it. And electronics is the stuff that actually makes the products have, if you like, the intelligence, the smarts to actually do what they do. What we do is we actually design that part that goes inside the products and the software that runs on it. So not the stuff that runs on your PC or your Mac or your Linux machine if you're into that kind of stuff, but the stuff that actually runs inside the product and makes it work. So the part that we do is the design, and our clients are the manufacturers. So we supply them, if you like, with the details of the product that they're going to make. They'll generally come to us with a need, either for a new product or to change a product that they've got at the moment to make it better, or an iPhone 4G's just come out and they want to have some of those features in their product because the market's moving that way. Now they don't have the staff or the skills to do it themselves.
So how long has the business been going?
13 years.
So, and always established in Berwick? Because I know you're in Berwick at the moment.
We're in Berwick at the moment. We started in Endeavour Hills in our home. So we're a home-based business for quite a while.
Ah, excellent. So that's a really interesting thing because, we as you probably know, that we operate a small business mentoring program, and it's all about growing businesses and providing them with the confidence to move from home base or very micro-based in businesses into bigger businesses as well. So I'm really interested in sort of finding out what was the breaking point in terms of you moving out of your home into office environment that you're in now, or your business premises you're currently in?
Yeah, there was I guess part of it was vision and part of it was need. Our vision in setting up the business was to supply the smaller Australian manufacturers with, if you like, consulting class design services that they'd normally be paying rather exotic rates for. If you go to some of the larger players, you're paying $3,000-$4,000 per day per person for people to work on your projects. Most of the employees in Australia are small businesses with less than 20 employees, and there's no way they can afford those kind of rates for their products. So initially we started as a home-based business with a view of keeping costs low, keeping the risk low, trying to deliver as much value as we could. But there's only so much you can do as a small business, and if you want to make a big difference, you actually have to expand, you have to have capacity. So we wanted for a long time to get out of home, so to speak. You know, a bit like teenagers wanting to leave home and set up themselves. But we didn't know how to do it. The reality is that as a business owner, I made a very good engineer, because they don't teach you business principles or how to grow businesses or how to do the commerce or the negotiating or the business structure or the finance stuff when you're doing an engineering degree. So we went looking for someone to help us actually learn some of that stuff. And 2 years ago now, I found a business coach who actually made sense, because I had a few people that I've talked to and it was all very vague stuff. And so with his help and with a bit of a change of mindset about what we were doing, we now had a reason to grow, and we also had some tools that helped us to know what steps to take to grow.
So it's 2 years since you've moved out of the home and into being located in your premises in Berwick now.
Yeah, it was in May last year that we actually secured the rent, so it's been just over a year.
Oh, fantastic.
So when I came and saw you last year, it was not long after you'd been in the premises.
Okay. Yeah, about 3 months.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. Seems like you've been there forever.
So what's been the... I mean, there are obvious changes that's taken place. You've moved out of your house now and you're into separate premises. So what has it meant to you in terms of your operation kind of thing?
Well, it's changed a couple of things. As I said, we got a business coach. The first thing I realised is I had to change how I thought about the business, because for a long time the business was about what I could do for our clients with a bit of help from some other people. And we had to turn that into what we could do for our clients with me as part of the mix and also driving it. So when we moved into commercial premises, one of the, I guess, the mental things we're able to do is think about ourselves as a normal business who could have employees and contractors and people you wouldn't necessarily want in your house all day could suddenly be in our premises all day working with us. The other thing that changed is, I guess, I started to treat us like a real business in my own head. So I started to think about promotion. I started to think about how we presented ourselves. So we did a number of things. We rebranded the business. I actually got a proper graphic designer to come and sit down with us and work out the look and the feel. That makes a big difference.
So actually moving out of your house into premises has enabled you to have, I suppose, a more forward-looking sort of growth plan of your business. You can see how you can grow outside of the home.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, one of the problems with habit is that it's very hard to break. So in our house, we'd got into habits in terms of how we behaved, but also habits in terms of how we thought about ourselves. So in a sense, the moving us out of the house also moved us out of our mental shackles that we developed in that environment. And so suddenly we're able to think very differently.
So if you didn't have that business coach, do you think you would be where you are now?
Certainly not.
So that's really important. I think that's as I said before, the small business mentoring program that we're offering through the Victorian Small Business Mentoring Service, that's sort of a message that we're genuinely getting from the businesses that are on the program. It's helping them make those big decisions. And that really is a big decision. If you're a home-based business, to suddenly, you know, deal with the fear almost of stepping into your own business premises, maybe employing staff, and then having to think about how you pay your rates and your rent and everything else, all the on costs associated with it. That's a really scary thing. So actually, how did you overcome that? Was it just through the coaching, or was it just having a really good business plan in terms of your growth?
We don't really have a strong business plan, and that we don't have something laid down.
Don't tell people you don't have a strong business plan.
We don't have a very rigid business plan, in that we don't have a fixed timeline saying we'll do this by this, we'll do that by that, that kind of thing. What we do have is a clear idea of what we're trying to do. And so, for instance, we have some basic benchmarks where I want to triple our capacity to service our clients, which means that I need another 2 full-time staff members, not just contractors and people we wheel in on an as-required basis. We have one of those on board already. We have another one for next year. So we've got that kind of idea. We've also got a strategy for how we're going to connect with our customers better, because the Australian marketplace is really fragmented. Unlike the Japanese and some of those economies, which are very organised, businesses tend to silo themselves and operate in their own space. They don't really see the opportunity to partner with other businesses or to utilise the industry that they're in as part of their team for delivering to their customers. So one of the other things we've done, for instance, is we've joined AMTIL, the Australian Manufacturing Technology Institute Limited. We've also joined SEMA, which is the Southeast Melbourne Manufacturing Association. These are people that our customers actually belong to these types of organisations or are serviced by these types of organisations. And so suddenly we've got some other people helping us grow our business because they want us to succeed as well.
And it's effectively helping you get in the mindset of the very people that you're providing the product for.
Exactly, and providing us with introductions that we wouldn't have even known were useful to us. There's 2 problems you have in life. One is that you don't know what you don't know, and therefore you don't even know sometimes to ask the question or that there is a solution or that there is. And the other is that networking is really valuable. And I don't mean networking as in going around and giving everyone your business card and hoping something comes of that, but I mean networking as in getting people who should be talking to each other introduced, so they can actually make a difference together.
That's a really good point. We'll come back to that. We're going to take a short break and we'll just be talking a bit more about the success of successful endeavours. Hi, it's David Wilkinson here. Welcome back to the Casey Business Show. Just before the break, we were, and I hope you were listening, we were talking to Ray Keefe about his company, Successful Endeavours. And just before we went to that break, Ray, actually we started, or you mentioned a really good point about networking, and it's something that we regularly plug on this show about the importance of networking to businesses in general. And it was interesting because there are different, I think, perspectives of networking, and I think you referred to the first one being it's not a case of just turning up to an event and giving your business card out. It's actually getting groups of businesses together. So do you want to just elaborate on what you're really talking about from that point of view?
Okay. I think one of the things we do badly in Australia in terms of a business community in general is that we often see the other players in the market as our competitors only, and therefore we tend to completely distance ourselves from them. We don't look for any opportunities. We also treat everything, I think, with a bit of suspicion. So we're worried about imported goods from China. We're worried about other people, you know, making the same product as we are. Whereas other economies like Japan and Germany and the US and Canada and those kind of places, they actually have trade organisations. They get people involved in stuff and they build capacity together, and they may have, you know, they even have governments who have policies to make this stuff happen that with a slightly different perspective. One of the things that networking, done the way I'm thinking about it, means is that you get together with other businesses that are in the space either that you're in or that is either supplying or receiving your services. Yeah. And you get to understand who they are and where they fit and what they do so that you can work out who you can partner with. Because if you're going to do anything significant, you can't do it on your own. Anything significant is too big for one person, one organisation. Even a Microsoft or an Intel still has to partner with other businesses because they can't do it all themselves. And so our business is not going to grow. It's not going to make the difference. I want it to make the Australian economy because I think this is a fantastic place to do business. Unless we actually start to connect together and create some of that synergy, the people who should be working with each other actually connecting and starting to do it.
And I think that's a real challenge we've got from an economic development department perspective at City of Casey. It's trying to get that message over to businesses about working collaboratively, and it's not all about, you know, looking at that very point you've made about looking at every single business in your area as being your competitor. The working together and working collaboratively can benefit all, and I think that's a really strong message that we've got to our listeners out there that Ray's made.
Yeah, there was a program on clustering which attempted to achieve some of what you're saying. I know that in northern Melbourne, Hume had in conjunction, I think, with Whittlesea and some other council up there, in terms of clustering. Have you heard about that?
I have.
I don't know how successful it is, but they did have a program of trying to achieve that.
Yeah, I've seen some of the stats for that. I've got the report on it back at our office. One of the interesting things is we often see Australia as a high labour rate country, but we have one of the cheaper technical workforces in the OECD. You can look at that one of two ways. Either our engineers and technicians are poorly paid by world standards, which us engineers would think is actually true from one perspective. But the other perspective is that labour rates aren't really our primary problem. So, for instance, for that clustering, what they worked out is for the group of companies that were working there, they were generating an average of $292 per hour of wealth per employee.
Wow.
And so most people know that your average employee in Australia doesn't get anything like that.
No, that's right. So, yeah, so that's a little bit of a furphy in that terms of wage rate issue.
Yeah. Okay. Clustering, the other term for it's hunting impacts, I guess, and that's the term they tend to use it overseas, that if you want to go after big game, then you have to do what the wolves do and hunt in packs. The Australian industry is fragmented. There's lots of smaller players. We haven't built like the large volume manufacturing capacities of China and Korea and Taiwan. Therefore, the only way we're going to take on really big challenges is to do it as a collection of businesses rather than, you know, as one just, you know, mega business.
Hmm. So how is business out there at the moment?
Well, I think we're seeing a lot of interest. Partly it's because we're in a better space now. We're actually talking to better people and we're talking to more people. So we're actually seeing more opportunities for ourselves because of the change that it's made. Last year we won 2 national awards for technical excellence. This year we've won 4 business awards and been a finalist in another one. So 3 of those are associated with Casey. And that's really helped other businesses to take us, you know, as a given that we're good enough to do the work. Yeah. So it immediately removes one barrier to sales, which is that our credibility to deliver is not on the line anymore. So now it's about what they need and what we can do and whether that makes sense commercially. But most of the people that I'm speaking to are, I think, looking to try and do something. The real problem is with manufacturing, the time from starting the design of a new product to it getting into the market can be between 6 months and 2 years.
Okay.
So the activity we're seeing now is, in fact, going to make economic sense in 2012.
Right, okay.
And that's one of the things you have to understand about these cycles is you've got to start. In fact, starting at the beginning of the downturn was the ideal time.
I can see that.
And we moved out of home into a business, took on a lease, took on extra equipment and costs in the middle of the...
So really, you did a lot of things that really you probably shouldn't have done, or
the common thinking says you should.
Hearing what you just said, then knowing that the global financial crisis, we didn't know what impact it was going to have in Australia at the time. So there was a lot of a downturn in business because of a lack of business confidence as a result of what was going on overseas.
Yes.
Some people would think for you to then take that risk in moving out of your home, setting up a premises, starting paying rents and rates and everything out there, and really putting yourself at risk was probably not the most sensible thing to do. But what you just said is it actually gave you some advantage.
Oh, yeah, and we got a great deal on the lease, I can tell you now, because in a depressed market, people are looking to sell. So you actually get some very good deals at that time as
well. So you really used opportunity to the max in terms of what you've done. Something you, obviously you just referred to and something we're keen to find out in terms of, obviously you are the Casey, inaugural Casey Business of the Year, and that was fantastic and I think well deserved. I mean, you're a great sort of advert for business in Casey in terms of what you've achieved, because obviously the Casey Business Awards and you winning that as the Business of the Year was not your first award, but in terms of what impact has that had on your business, and how did you use the process to reflect maybe in terms of your business?
Okay, well, one thing I'd like to say here is that the actual approval, the form that you fill in and the process you went through in order to apply for the awards, I thought was excellent because it covered a wide number of areas of the business. It not only looked at what you did, but it looked at your plans, where you'd come from, your plans and what you were wanting to achieve. It looked at how you were connected with the community and what difference you're trying to make there in terms of, you know, good corporate citizenship type stuff. It looked at your staff and how you treat them and that kind of stuff. It looked at your environmental policies and what you're trying to do in that area. And so I found that process extremely useful because although we're going through, if you like, this coaching process, which is just coming to an end now, the reality is that that was an excellent chance for us to sit down and really think through all that stuff again. There's an old adage that you need to spend time in your business, but you also need to spend time on your business.
Yeah.
So that was excellent time spent on the business, thinking about the business, what we were doing, what we wanted to do. We do have a sustainability policy for our business, for instance, and so reflecting on that and thinking about, well, do we want to add anything to that mix compared to what we've got there now? So that part of the process was really good. The other side of it in terms of winning the award is that we heavily advertised to everybody that we won that award. I can show you that last year, one of the problems we have in Australia is we think people who promote themselves are complete tossers. There's a bit, you know, that mindset.
Yep.
But the reality is if you don't promote yourself, then people don't find out and they don't actually have confidence to buy from you services or goods. They're actually going to really benefit them. As soon as I got my head around the fact that it wasn't about us, it was about them and their need for confidence to actually buy, then I was okay with the process.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Right, well, thanks for coming in today, Ray. I hope you're going to stay for the rest of the show and feel free to chip in whenever you want to, because if you don't, Tom will. So, yeah, that's great. Now,
I actually have one question for you, Ray.
There we go, hang on. Drum roll.
It's actually quite an interesting one. You mentioned that you just moved out of your home business into an office. What advice could you give to businesses who may be thinking of taking that big leap from the home business actually into an office?
I think it's probably the same thing that every business needs to do anyway, which is work out who you are, who your customers are, why they buy from you, and why you're doing what you're doing. If you get your head around that, then you've got a reason to actually take the next step, which is, well, if I want to do more of this, if I want to set myself up bigger than this, now I know why I'm doing it, and then you can start to plan. I would also say definitely speak to other people about what they've done. One of the good points of the coaching program we're in is it's not one-on-one coaching, it's group sessions and seminars, and so you get to hear around the room what other people are doing, and you get to hear what advice they might be getting about their problem, and you might learn you've got a problem you didn't know you had, and therefore you wouldn't have asked a question about. So, yeah, definitely ask other people, because they're going to know stuff you don't.
That's really good information as well, because small business mentoring program that we're running is one-on-one, and we've thought about previously about
doing some group sessions,
and we still might do that as well because one-on-one is not for everybody, and we want to be as flexible with that program as we possibly
can. We can start with one-on-one and progress into group sessions when as you become more settled into the process.
Tom, let's just give credit for Jamie for a really good question at the end there as well.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thanks, Jamie, for that.
Thanks,
Jamie. Okay, right, moving on because we are about to go to a break. Are we going to a break now?
Yes.
We are. When we come back from the break, we'll be talking to Michelle Anderson from Vecchi. Welcome back to the Casey Business Show, and as I said before the break, we're now just going to have a chat with Michelle Anderson from an organisation called Vecchi, which stands for, Michelle?
The Victorian Employers Chamber of Commerce and Industry, thanks David.
And yeah, Vecchi actually quite a big organisation, and are involved very much, as it implies by the actual name of the organisation, with the business community. And I think, as I said in my introduction to Michelle much earlier in the show, it's obviously we're looking at building a relationship with Vecchi in terms of supporting both ourselves at City of Casey, but also enabling us to better help our business community. So can you just sort of talk a little bit about what Vecchi's role is in working with both government but also with direct with businesses?
Yeah, certainly can. I guess Vecchi, as the name states, is Victorian Employers Chamber of Commerce and Industry, but they also have very strong links with the Australian Chamber, and they also have strong links with international chambers as well. We've got China and India chambers that quite often we have, you know, interaction with them too. So we're not just Victorian, we're actually, you know, global. And Ray actually picked up on a number of things that Vecchi assists small businesses with. I suppose you could say we've got five areas that Vecchi covers, main one being policy and advocacy, working with the state government in trying to change policy that affects small businesses on a number of issues, concerns that happen. Our employer helpline is another area, which is our industrial relations helpline, human resources, OH&S, that sort of stuff. So that's there for businesses. They can pick up the phone and they've got a hotline to answer any concerns they have in relation to industrial relations. Information and business intelligence, that's a good one. We've got our weekly newsletter that comes out every week, which informs businesses about a whole range of things that's happening. We have a magazine comes out once a month. All of our industry award information that gets circulated. We also have consulting and professional services. We have our own team of solicitors and a number of consultants in different areas. And business development services, and there's one in here that's excellent, and it's our member-to-member services. And it basically gives businesses the opportunity, like Ray was saying, where you need to link into those networks of like businesses to be able to get to your potential customers. Well, the member-to-member directory enables you to do that because you can link, you can go through the directory, you can find businesses that are similar to what you're looking for and link with those businesses. And there's in excess of 7,000 businesses on that directory. So it's a really good way to network and link with those businesses where you're going to find your potential customers.
So as a small business in Casey, you could opt to join Vecchi?
Yes.
As a individual member?
Yes, yeah? You certainly can.
And so what was the rough cost of joining Vecchi?
There's
a variety of
packages.
Yeah,
there's a variety of packages, and it looks at, there's a basic package for an individual that may just be working on their own, and they might only need a certain access to certain services.
Yep.
So the basic membership starts at $345 for a 12-month membership, and then it goes up depending on the number of employees.
Okay. Yep.
So if you've got up to 7 equivalent full-time employees, you're looking at $545. But then if you go over that, you've got $879, which is what we call our gold membership.
Okay.
So for a 12-month period, $879 is excellent value, given it's going to give you access to all those services.
To all those services,
yeah.
It's really good value for money.
Yeah, so it is.
In terms of, you mentioned obviously your role as an organisation with state government in particular.
Yes.
Is that an advocacy role on behalf of business?
It certainly is, yeah. We have a very strong connection with the state government, and we advocate on behalf of small businesses constantly on, like I said, on a variety of issues. One of them at the moment with Fair Work introducing the minimum hours, the minimum, 3-hour legislation. Well, we're actually in there at the moment, you know, going into bat saying that, look, you need to consider that workers and employers need to have some flexibility in this.
Mm.
So, yes, very strong in the advocacy role to the state government.
And you're the regional manager for Gippsland?
Gippsland, yes, yeah. I am.
So, but that also includes the city of Casey, or there's a bit of an overlap with the city of Casey.
Yeah, there is. There's an overlap on the boards of Casey and Cardinia as well. There is a manager for that's in the Dandenong office. We've got an office in Dandenong, and Gary's the manager there. But, yeah, we sort of overlap.
And it's great. That's quite a recent thing, isn't it, moving to Dandenong office? And you're a lot more active in this area as well.
Certainly.
As a result of that. And that's why we've met. And,
yes.
We were talking to Ray, obviously, about the Casey Business Awards. Of course, Vecchi, and in particular, you attended the awards. And
we were a sponsor of those awards. We provided our business with a special membership package, which basically gave that business the opportunity to use our services and assist them to move forward, and hopefully, you know, they may be a business next year that stands up and is business of the year. So that was an encouragement to that business.
Yeah, it's an extra award that you gave as part of the program.
That's right.
We very much appreciated that.
So is it true to say you're on a bit of, a membership drive at the moment in the southeast, or...?
We've just had a huge campaign in Dandenong and across that area, just trying to get the message across about the benefits of being a member of Vecchi. And it's been very successful.
Because I noticed, obviously, and I brought it with me today just for my reference, but everything seems to be, the branding of everything has changed, and particularly the way that you want to now connect with local government has changed. Not drastically, but there's more emphasis, for example, on support for economic development function.
Yeah, I think it's interesting. Vecchi is 150 years old as a Chamber of Commerce, and a lot of the perception around a Chamber of Commerce of that age is that perhaps they're not up to the times with what's happening now. And there also, too, was the perception that all Vecchi provided was industrial relations advice. If you needed to know what the award was or what the salary rate was, you rang Vecchi. But in fact, we're a lot more than that. And it was about getting that message across to businesses to say there are a whole range of benefits for business and that they need to take advantage of those opportunities. And that was really what the campaign was about. And like you say, with the local government proposal that we've put forward, it looks at the different areas that local government works in. It's not just a HR focus. It's economic development, it's tourism, it's international trade. It provides local government with an opportunity to tap into a number of areas within Vecchi, depending on what they want to concentrate on.
Yeah. She's really good. And some of the things that probably listeners aren't aware of, and it's something that we'll link into talk to Tom about quite shortly, but you're very involved in sustainability programs.
Yes, we are.
You know, that's a real big area you've moved in quite recently, and I know you're sort of the general manager for Gippsland, but do you want to just talk about some of the programs that are run from Vecchi, Grow You the Money? And
yes, we've got Grow Me the Money. That's an excellent small business program where it just gives you some simple ways to become sustainable and, more importantly, to save money. Businesses that have been on that program have had great response to it. On average, they can save in the vicinity of $4,000 to $5,000 a year, which to a small business is quite considerable. And, you know, it's a great little program. We also have our business sustainability program as well, which is Sustainability in Action. That's goes into more in depth about, you know, about sustainability in your business. Creative thinking. There's a number of programs depending on, you know, where the business is at and what they need to do. So if they're just starting out or if they've already, you know, put in place some form of, you know, sustainability, this shows them how they can take that further.
I've been in contact with a number of councils. I actually attend about once every quarter a meeting with local councils on environmental issues related to economic development. and quite a number of councils are actually running a Grow Your Business program, or Grow Your Money program, sorry. And the feedback has been very positive.
Yeah.
And they've had studies and are showing their businesses saving on average in some programs about $6,000 a year on their costs because of the way they manage their resource usage, their waste disposal and things like that. They're getting up to $6,000 a year saving. And
for,
as you said, for a small business, that's quite a lot of money.
It is. It's very significant. And like you say, Tom, they're very simple things that a business can do, and a lot of them are just not aware of some of the things that they can do, and that helps them put a bit of a plan in place. They can look forward to where they're going to be in 12 months' time, and, yeah, it's a great little program.
One of the two other things I think that you're becoming... Well, I think you've always been in that space, but it's become... I suppose more apparent to ourselves is the number of courses you run.
Your training courses
as well, and also your networking events that you do as well. And Ray was mentioning about networking before, and as I said before, it's something we're constantly telling businesses to go out there and do effective networking. So can you just talk about your role in terms of networking programs and?
Yeah, we have. Vicky's involved in the majority, I would say, in the majority of chambers and business groups across Victoria. I know myself, I'm a member of half a dozen or more business groups and actively involved in them to encourage them to take the most they can get out of being part of those groups. A lot of people don't... they don't see the benefits of networking, and Ray's already mentioned it. You know, it's amazing what you can get out of going to a group of people and then finding those like-minded businesses that you can work with and bouncing ideas off, and you know, businesses can grow outstandingly from just doing that, just talking to other people, just, you know, taking them, like you said, that old out, taking them out of their business for a little while and getting them to work on their business and see what the opportunities are.
I mean, here at the City of Casey, we've felt that a lot of our particularly home-based businesses have been a little bit poor at that networking side of things and joining groups. And we've started what we've called coffee clubs. We tried to make them informal, and they've been going quite for a number of months and been very successful.
Yeah.
And that links to what you're saying, getting them out of their business and into an environment with actually talking to other people.
That's
other
right.
Businesses.
Yeah.
And the feedback's been very positive. I've actually got another one in a couple of weeks. So I've been very surprised at how well accepted that idea of this coffee club was. We weren't really sure how it would go, but and then the link from them to large and more, I guess, more established networks in the city is something I'm trying to encourage, so they then think about going to the chambers in their local area, which they may have not thought of or wouldn't feel, well, no, that's not necessarily for me. But now they're seeing, well, actually, yes, talking to other businesses is worthwhile.
Yeah, that's right, because if you can get them to take that first step, and your coffee club idea is a great idea because it makes it very informal. It's just come along for a chat, talk to a few businesses, and if you can get them to take that first step, then, like you say, they can then see the benefit of, well, okay, maybe this is something for me and it is going to help me to take my business to the next step, so that they will then look at the more formal networking functions and things like that. I mean, Vicky has a huge... network across the whole of Victoria, and like I said, even with our global area, you know, our international arm as well. Like, we've just recently come back from taking a group of businesses to Shanghai.
That's right,
we've got another group that are going to India. You know, it opens up those opportunities that maybe a small home-based business doesn't realise. And Ray's already taken that first step. He was a home-based business. He's now out in the commercial area, and, you know, there's just huge potential.
There's another principle here too, which is quite an old adage. It says you become the average of the four people you hang around with the most.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So from a business perspective, if you want to become a better person business-wise, you need to start to hang around with better people business-wise.
Yeah. And the bigger and wider your network... the more, you can grow.
And we're just going to have to take another quick break, and then we'll come back to that conversation straight after that. Oh, welcome back to the Casey Business Show. We're just running into less than 10 minutes of the show left now. So we were talking to Michelle about, obviously, the role of Vecchi and the different activities that Vecchi are involved in. So if you're a listener to the show, in a business, you can join Vecchi. So just go to the Vecchi website.
Yes, that's right, David. Just go to the Vecchi website. All the information is there. You'll find a copy of the member brochure there as well, which outlines the different levels of membership that are available, and also what's included in those memberships. Okay. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
It's easy.
Vecchi.org, is that right?
It's vecchi.org.au.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on today, Michelle. That's been really useful
thanks
information.
For having
I'm
me.
Sure a lot of people have got something out of that.
You're going to let Tom have a go.
We are. Well, we're going to come into that because it sort of involves you a little bit
here.
As well. And the link is we've talked about Growing the Money program,
yes,
and the sustainability program that that obviously Vecchi support.
Yes.
And as you know, Michelle, just for listeners out there, Michelle knows this because we've had meetings with her and her colleague Tim Lowe this week about running a program for Casey businesses.
Yes.
And Tom is here this afternoon, maybe just to talk a little bit about that, but it's going to involve an initial sort of briefing session,
yep,
for any businesses that would be interested. So do you want to just put the details of those out,
Tom? Of course
Tom?
I do. We're going to be targeting businesses in the city of Casey who may be interested in going through a sustainability program to learn what we've been talking about, basically how to save the resources that you use in your business, including power, water, how to reduce your waste, those sort of things, which, yes, has environmental benefit, obviously, and there's a sustainability issue, but more importantly for your bottom line is it saves you money. And we have businesses in the city of Casey who have done these sort of things in terms of reducing their costs, and they give us very strong feedback that it is worthwhile in terms of the economic, the bottom line, that sort of thing. So we've spoken to Vecchi about running a program with them, and we are looking at perhaps doing it in conjunction with Cadinia. That's still in discussion stage. But the first part of that will be a briefing session on, of which Vecchi will be there, on the 25th of
November.
November, yep. Thank you. I was trying to think what month we're in. 25th of November, which will be held in the lecture theatre at the Monash University Berwick campus. It'll be a 6 o'clock program with a 5:30 for a 6 o'clock start. There'll be a few nibblies and things like that. But basically we're hoping that as many businesses come along to hear about the program, and then you can decide if it's something that's worthwhile for you.
So where will you be able to book that, Tom? Is that booked through
City
of Casey?
That'll be booked through. We'll be, if you contact us at the City of Casey, you can ring us at by phone 970-55200, or you can go email us in the City of Casey. Probably don't know if it's a good idea to say my email address, might be easily mistaken with my spelling and my name, but if you do want to, it's Tom Zolt, TZSOLT, at kc.vic.gov.au. So if you want to email me, but I'll be sending out information to various emails via our database, so you'll get, hopefully if you're on our database, you'll hear about that. If you're not on our database, go into our website, go into the business area and register your business, and you'll definitely get our emails, and you'll be advised of everything that happens.
And I think we probably have listeners in Cadinia Shire as well, because certainly the first briefing session will be a joint operation between ourselves, City of Casey, Cadinia Shire and Vecchi. So it's a true partnership.
Yep.
And then I think as a result of when we establish what interest there is from the business community, then obviously Cadinia Shire and ourselves will decide how we then promote that and start a program going with Vecchi's assistance. So we are really looking forward to that, because it's something we have tried in the past. There's been different programs and some businesses have been involved in that, but we really want to put a special effort in to actually making that work.
Yep. And if we find that we get a strong interest from the program, we'll also be able to go to the state government for perhaps some support, which will mean the program could be spread a bit wider than we hope. But anyway, that's something we need to determine as part of this briefing. It's a little bit of, unknown waters for us in terms of the City of Casey, but having seen what other councils have done, we're very positive, or have very positive feelings about how this program will go. And you'll be able to hear from businesses in Casey that have gone through various programs to hear what their experiences are, and they'll be able to tell you how they've
change the business operations.
Well, I think we are going to actually have Silvio That's Marinelli. Right.
Silvio Marinelli from Highview Accounting.
Yeah, which is a company based in Cranbourne,
yep.
who is absolutely mad keen to do a presentation to other businesses to really show businesses how effective it is to go on one of these programs and start implementing some of the ideas. And really, as a way of, I mean, there's two ways of looking at it, is that, you know, whether you believe in global warming or climate change or not, the fact is the whole thing, it helps to save businesses money.
It does save you money.
And that's the main thing.
Yep.
And then if you do believe in that or whatever, or you very have great convictions about that, then obviously it reduces energy costs. It helps with your recycling, so there's serious environmental benefits that arise from it as well.
Yep. You can't lose either way.
That's right.
No, absolutely.
That's right.
Whether climate change is something that you accept or not, there is still a benefit in terms of what you can do with this program.
So I think, you know, the thing is, so 25th of November at Monash University, Berwick Campus, in the lecture theatre there, 6 o'clock start.
It'll be 5:30. I guess from 5:30 onwards you can arrive, but at 6 o'clock is when the session will commence, and we envisage it will go for no more than 2 hours.
So we're going to promote that on the radio show. We're going to it'll be promoted through Cardinia Shire, hopefully through Vecchi as well,
yes,
on their website, and also
our own website.
E-newsletter, yeah. Yep. So look out for the information on that, and really book your slot for that, because I think it'll be a very valuable session. There's another program you're working on as well with home-based businesses.
Left, I can see.
So, all right, we'll try and squeeze you in this week.
missed out last week. We've got a home-based business program which we're running in conjunction with Victoria University. They've applied for funding through the Department of Sustainability, Victorian Government, and they have managed to get that, and they've asked 7 councils to be involved, of which Casey has agreed to be one of those. And it's targeting home-based businesses. So it's home-based businesses and getting them to adjust the way that they operate their businesses to operate in a more economic fashion, and therefore also save energy costs and associated issues related to sustainability and environment. Vecchi is involved in this, in that we're using the Grow the Money program. So Vecchi has become a partner of that same program with
We're going to be sick of the sight of Vecchi.
Yeah, we'll see them a lot. So that's due to start very soon. Victoria University has sent me a proposal this week on finalising that, and we envisage that will be starting in January, if not earlier, hopefully maybe earlier, but definitely by January we'll have a start of the home-based business program. But that will also be coming out very soon by the same methods as their other program, e-news, etc. But this one is targeted only at home-based businesses.
Yes.
So just be aware of that. But keep an update on that. If you want to know more about that, you can also give me a call. Ask for Tom Zolt, 970-55-200. All right, thank you.
Thanks for that, Tom. You've got everything in there. So we're closing in on the end of the show, are we, Jane?
Yeah, we've got about 40 seconds.
40 seconds left.
Any jokes?
No, we're not going to say... No, I can't tell jokes. But Ray, thank you very much again for coming in and speaking as you did on the show. And I'm sure the listeners found your story, which you told today, really interesting and hopefully helpful to what they want to achieve as well. Michelle, thank you again for coming in and talking about Vecchi and its role.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, go on the Vecchi website if you want to know more about Vecchi and its role.
Yes.
And finally, Tom.
Thank you
for finally getting your thingy at last.
I'd like to also thank Ray and Michelle for coming and telling us all about that as well.
Yeah,
thank you.
So, that's great.
It's a
pleasure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jamie.
And see you next week. Bye.
Bye.